There is a place for standardized testing. I mean, that certainly should continue to exist. You know, there's testing that's done by OECD to kind of evaluate where we are with our peer nations. You know, that has a place. You know, but we also need to be cognizant there are factors outside the classroom that do affect educational performance. You know, in communities with high unemployment or broken families, or, you know, particularly in the inner city of Chicago, where you've got high crime and, you know, they're on the rate for 500 murders in a year. You know, there are factors outside the educational environment that are affecting education but can't be controlled in the classroom. One of the things with No Child Left Behind, there's no controlling for that, which, like I said, kind of creates all sorts of downstream problems. You could track students over the course of a year. How did those students progress in that year with that one teacher? How are their peer teachers doing? There are some analytics that you can do and control for some of the variables. You know, if you know, how are all these teachers in one school? I mean, you wouldn't compare, you know, the near West Side school with Naperville, you know, apples to oranges, you know. But testing and how students are progressing is a factor that you would look at. I mean, there's a certain place for peer review, and there's a certain place for, you know, administration, principals and the like to review and see, you know, whether that's an observation, that kind of thing. Continuing education has always been a part of that as well. So, I mean, you could look at it in a variety of different factors. Testing is a key, but it's not the key.